job, man.
PSI.
Hey, is Joe there?
Speaking.
Hey, good morning, Joe. My name's Kyle with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Oh, hi. Good morning, yes.
Hey, I just wanted to follow up on a pre-approved finance offer we had sent your way about two and a half weeks ago now. But it looks like it was based off some financing you had done with First State back in 2013. Does that ring a bell?
Yeah, I know about First State Bank, but I don't. But your inquiry, that doesn't ring a bell because I get 20 a day. So you're in the queue.
Understandable. I understand that. Well, just to let you know, we have you pre-approved over here with us for some equipment and working capital, about 250K actually. So I just wanted to see how business is going for you.
Well, we're busy this month. We're 30% below last year, which was our best year, but we're 20% above our normal year, the 2015, which was a normal year. So it's a positive. Let's put it that way, positive.
It's positive. Well, you can't complain too much when that's the case. All righty. Well, do you have any plans for bringing on any new equipment or, any big projects coming your way?
Oh, I have projects, but I'm not doing anything until I do some prototyping and get my customer to approve of what I'm doing.
Okay, of course. So what is that?
Yeah, next month. Did you send me an email previously?
No, I have not actually. I don't have your email here on file. Do you mind if I grab that?
Yeah, here. Go ahead.
Ready when you are.
It's the PACK. SYS@sbcglobal.net. PACKSYS@global.net. PACKSYS@global.net, yeah.
@global.net. All righty. Perfect. I will send you over my info and a summary of the offer. Our working capital program here is a fairly new. It really allows you to access much more cash than these typical lines of credit normally do, and it's actually based off of your annual sales, so we're really able to unlock about 10 to 15% of your top line revenue is unsecured cash, so we don't really ask for anything in collateral. That might help you out with some projects you have coming up.
Yeah, that sounds intriguing. Yeah, I see, like, my revenue last year was $620,000. Yeah.
Okay.
And I think I just did this from July 1. I think it's like $450,000.
Okay. Perfect. So with that, we'd probably be able to get you around $40,000 or $50,000, no problem. To use how you want. And like I said, it is unsecured, so we really don't ask for anything in collateral, and it's a lot less risky on your end.
And what interest rate do you charge?
That one all depends on, what you look like on paper, really. But I will tell you, we will give you the best interest rates you qualify for, and, that's what we are known for.
Yeah, would I be paying daily?
Again, that is, we do have daily, weekly, and monthly programs on that, and that kind of depends on, again, what you look like on paper. After we get a little more info for you, we can get you some hard numbers there and really see what you qualify for. But when were you looking to maybe do this?
Well, I got to see that my anniversary with my bank is August 9th on my 5-year note.
Okay.
They're doing this now. What are they going to? I'm waiting for their offer. I'm waiting to see if they're going to help me.
Okay.
5 years ago, everything was real tight. And at that time, I had to throw in all my assets. And right now, I owe them like $89,000.
Okay.
And my receivables are 110. My payables are 40. Okay.
Okay.
My equipment is worth $250, and I've got $40,000 in purchase orders right now. And I have cash. They got a lock on my cash account, my retirement account, which I have $150,000 in cash, and they won't give me a credit line.
Okay.
I think that's outrageous.
It really is. Yeah, I understand that completely, you know. And that's, you know, why we are a little bit more appealing, you know, because we require a lot less than those banks, your local bank probably asks for from you. And also, you know, once you get your information down, we can usually get you an approval within about 24 hours, and we can actually get you that money within 48, too. So much quicker than...
You guys are Canadian?
No, actually, we're here in Southern California. Our name
oh, really?
Is Canadian. Yes.
Yeah, because I did something really well. In 2010, I went and I got a $30,000 capital lease. So I leased some equipment, new equipment I had to purchase. So I at least, you know, 3-year lease, whatever, for $30,000 through Envision Capital out of Liberty. And then I did that religiously, and then you know, I needed working capital 2013. Because my business was really growing, and I couldn't get any, so they worked out a deal with a cash advance company.
Okay.
So I've been working with I've been getting cash advance, but paying 32% interest, outrageous, man.
Yeah, that is, you know, pretty high.
Because my bank won't give me a dime.
Yeah, understandable. You know, we might be actually be able to help you out. I'm pretty positive we can. So again, how much would you be looking for, you think? Or how much would you actually want?
I'd like to consolidate my bank loan. I think I owe about the same. I think I owe 89 to the bank, and I think I owe 80 to the cash advance company, something like that.
Okay.
So that, I need $175,000 to consolidate my debts, you know.
Yeah, of course.
I probably need $50,000 working capital. So it's $225,000. That's what we're talking about, you know.
Okay, so you'd want to be okay. So about $50,000 working capital. That would you know, we can probably do that no problem with you if you're right around $650,000 with your gross annual sales. So basically, you'd be using it to pay off your existing debt, and then also just have a little extra cash on hand. Then,
yeah, well, sure. I'm squared away with all my vendors. I'm right on, you know, right up with them, so it's not an issue. I worked out a deal with them for a line of credit with them. So I'm good by my vendors. It's just kind of like my main account pays me in 90 days.
Oh, got you on a 90. All righty.
And like this, where we can't ship it out fast enough, so we're shipping 3 times a week. So we're gonna probably close $1,000 this month with them.
So oh, wow.
Last month we only did 25. Next month we don't know. It comes and goes. It's up and down. And so,
of course.
It'd be nice to have some cash to cover my lows. That's what it is. You know.
Okay, understandable, you know, and that's exactly what our working capital, you know, can be used for, and why we would help you, like, appreciate to get you going there. What would be, like, your expected return on investment on that, then, would you say? Sounds pretty good with that,
yeah,
you know, all the money they're bringing in.
Last year, I said we grossed $620,000, and our bottom line profit was 37%.
Oh, okay, that's really well.
Oh yeah. Well, I know. If we had that line of work, we'd be, you know, I could pay off everything and anything quickly.
Of course. Yeah, yeah. That'd be really ideal.
Yeah. Especially now that I got my vendors. I got, like, you know, a $60,000 credit line with my vendors, which is great, man.
Okay, and then so what vendors are those you're talking about? Who are they, or what brand is it?
My foam and corrugated suppliers.
Alrighty.
We're a packaging business. We're what's called a packaging converter. We buy bulk foam and corrugated, and we turn it into dunnage, packaging dunnage. We're a tier one supplier to Volvo Truck and Construction Equipment for all the replacement glass for all the truck and construction equipment in North and South America.
We've been
10 years, and we are tier one today. There's nobody between us and.
Well, that's a pretty good reputation to have there, then, it sounds like.
Yeah, I got a track record, and it's a good program. And the thing is that we're only at 40% capacity with them. With all my work, we're only at 40% capacity. But I can't expand because I have no working capital. I can't, you know, it's kind of like I'm dead in the water.
Yeah, I understand that one. You know, well,
I'm trapped.
Yeah,
you can't grow and can't get a lender. It's outrageous, and it's outrageous. It really is.
Yeah, it does. It, yeah, you know, if you had a little bit extra money to get you going, you'd be able to. Sounds like you'd be able to really make some headway there.
Well, yeah, but here's the thing. I managed to hire two people here in November. General labor's on the floor because we were so busy. I had to work the floor. I couldn't make any other contacts, chase any work or anything because I was working.
Yeah, you're having to run it. All right. Yeah, I understand that one.
That's where I would need somebody like yourself as a lending partner.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's what we can do for you there. And from the sounds of it, you know, it doesn't really seem like we'd have any problem getting you that working capital. When do you think you might need the money?
Well, I'll know by the end of this month, and I'll know within the next 2 weeks, that's for sure.
All righty, yeah. Let me ask you this.
I got to say, the bank has to do something because they got the date. So they have to do something within the next 2 weeks.
Gotcha.
So I know that's in stone.
That's in stone. Okay. And that was also the high interest rate you're paying with that bank?
No, I pay 7.25% only. It's with the cash advance. The only kind of credit line I can get is with the cash advance people who really support the retailers who mark up everything 3-4 times, you know, and I can't do that. I was just lucky that I'm operating on a high profit margin with the one major contract. So,
yeah, I understand that one completely.
Well, I'm paying 32% and I pay $400 a day.
Oh, wow, yeah.
That's
kind of crazy there.
Those are street rates. Those aren't financial institution rates. Those are street rates, man.
Yeah, that is 100% true right there. Well, let me ask you this. How would you rate your credit? Like good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
God, I've been paying all my bills for 3 years. I used to have a personal line of credit through the business of only 560 because I lost 90% of my work in 2012. I built it back up. And it was 560 in 2012, and I guess the latest is like 680, 690 from a personal side. I don't know what the business is. I don't know.
Okay, yeah, well, we would have to use your business credit there for that, which, you know, shouldn't be a problem, though, if you're paying all your bills and everything. But another thing we also offer, you know, is sounds like if you do, once you get that revenue coming in from this working capital, aside from most banks, we offer early discounts for, you know, payback. So if you wanted to pay it off early, we'll give you a discount on the interest rate there and whatnot.
Yeah, you know, the thing is, you'll find this interesting, in January of this year, my deposits for January were $102,000.
Okay.
I could have taken that cash and just paid off the bank, but then I would have, I wanted to square away with all my vendors to be good with them because they helped, so that's what I did.
So gotcha.
I knocked down my payables way down. And now I'm keeping my payables more than twice my receivables so I can manage my cash flow better. Yeah, the thing is that. But then when you have a major account where they're ordering on a high up and down, you still got to have working capital to cover the lows. You do.
Of course, yeah. And that's exactly true, you know. Just to float you through those times because it's not, you know, every day is different. There's a lot of ups and downs, and that's what our working capital is for, really.
Yeah, yeah. And the thing is that everybody wants their stuff right away.
Yeah, I understand that. So aside from your local bank, have you looked into any other financing?
Other companies, other lenders?
Yes.
Oh yeah, about must have been 12 or 15 in 3 years. Oh yeah.
In the last 3 years? Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah. Even this year, you know, basically they. A lot of the lenders don't like the fact that I've got a major global customer that pays me well, but I only have one who's not committed to me on a contractual basis.
Gotcha. Yeah, well,
That's the risk right there. See, that's the risk right there.
Yeah, understandable, though, you know, which isn't too bad.
But that's the nature of business now. I mean, these big companies don't commit to anybody.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy how it works out. So those other lenders you had looked out to, what were their answers? Did anybody want to help you out with the working capital or no?
No.
No? Okay. So if...
Yeah, because all the assets are tied up by my bank.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
You know?
Yeah.
If I got a loan for $89,000, pay the bank off, I free up all my assets and I'm flying, you know?
Yeah, you'll really start generating some pretty good revenue then, huh?
Yeah, then I can grow the business, you know. Now I'm dead in the water because of all the federal loan policies and all.
Of course. What would be your plans for growing your business once you were able to free up all that?
Well, I've got this new project with Volvo that I introduced to them, and then I think, you know, we've been working with them on and off all the business programs. And cost saving for them. If I enter it, then I can take it to the other guys. I already know the contractors that do the same thing for Caterpillar and also John Deere. I know all those people over there. And I want to see if Volvo buys into it, then I will put the pressure on them because they also buy glass Volvo and you know what it is? It's a big industry. There's a handful of people doing the same. Once you get the ones that turn, you can easily go into somebody else and say, hey, they're doing it. You know, why not?
Yeah. Yep, that is how it works.
Then I could tell Volvo, hey, you got Guardian doing their work for you. You see what the advantages here. Just dictate to them that's the way you want it. And that's how it happens. I've been to those guys and talked to them, and they said, well, we're not going to do anything until the customer.
Yeah, wow, that's incredible, yeah. Actually.
Yeah.
Can't believe that.
Absolutely. They don't want to make a change, and they don't want to change their revenue stream because they got, you know, they got things rolling.
Yep, it's funny how that end up working out, huh?
That's how that works in this country. You got to get to the right person, man.
Yeah, well, you know, maybe we can be that right person for you, you know? It sounds like, you know, from the looks of it, we'll probably be able to get you settled in just fine here. Question for you, what happens if you don't get a loan to help you out with this? Is it just going to be a little bit tougher on you and have to work a little bit more, or how's that going to be?
I've been coping for 3 years. I'm tired of coping. The only way I can do is take on a partner, or a minority investor, or something of that nature, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
To take off the bank.
Okay. How about I send over that application package your way, and with the application attached, and the short list of things we need, and you can take a look at that, and maybe get that back to me, and we can get you some hard numbers on an interest rate, that way you know what you're working with when you're local bank.
In the subject line the subject line on the email, make sure I can identify. Just put Cardiff. Are you in Laguna Beach? Where are you?
We're in San Diego, actually, right by La Jolla.
Wow, that's a great blog. What a great spot is that, man? Wow.
Oh, it's great here. I actually just got to the area for this job a couple years back, so you know I'm absolutely loving it.
Yeah, you're right by the golf course there.
Yep, right by Torrey Pines. Yep, right here.
Yeah, and then it's a public course too. Wow,
it is it's an awesome course. I can tell you. Have you played there before?
No, I went there for lunch. I just kind of got a skirt. I didn't have time to play golf. I just wanted to take a look.
Pretty nice sight though, huh?
Beautiful, man. Gorgeous,
beautiful.
Man.
Alrighty, well, just to verify here, your email was packsys@global.net.
At sbcglobal.net. sbcglobal.net.
SBC. Is that S B as in boy?
S as in Sam, B as in boy, C as in Charlie.
C as in Charlie. Alrighty, well, I will send over that email to you with the application, the short list of things we need, and I will
You know, it's interesting. You know, I usually don't answer any out of state area codes. No.
Okay. Well, I got lucky
because
then.
because my cash advance loan was sold to another lender.
And oh, wow.
Transition. The first cash advance company sold my contact information to the world.
Oh, that's really terrible, actually.
And I must get, I'd say, at least a dozen calls from outside lenders. I don't answer any outside area codes unless I can identify them.
Okay.
Or, I don't know, maybe there's some fate here or something that I picked up your phone.
Yeah, you know, this is we're gonna have some good luck here now that you know, it's all gonna work out for the best. It sounds like now.
Yeah, we'll see. Send me the email.
All righty, and then if you have any questions or anything, just feel free to get back in contact with me, and I will follow up with you and within the next couple of days if that's all right, and see how everything's going on that.
Yeah, see, we're on a big upswing because we're shipping 3 times a week here. So, you know,
okay.
we're eating up our raw materials. So, you know, our up-to-date books look better than they did last month because of your shipping. That's how it goes, you know what I mean? That's how
yeah,
it goes.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, of course. Can't always work out the best, though. Well, hopefully we can get you a little capital and get you going and get you that expansion, you know, after everything gets squared away. It sounds like you have the revenue to do it. You just need to get it started to get going.
Yeah, the thing is, I'm at 40% capacity. I could take another major account on easily, you know?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know, and the thing is that you're making 37% of 600. What if it were 1 million? Now you're in big bucks, you know?
Exactly. All righty, well, Joe, I will send that email that way, and I'll follow up with you. How's Wednesday around 10 o'clock sound, 10 a.m.?
This weekend? This week?
Yeah, is that all right?
No, try Friday.
Try Friday? Okay, what, 10 a.m. Friday, would that sound pretty good?
Yeah, 10:30. Make it 10:30 Friday.
10:30 a.m. Friday. All righty. Well, Joe, the email will be there shortly, and if you have any questions, feel free to contact me in the meantime.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I know.
All righty, bye-bye.